We land finally today in Ivory Coast. As we reported yesterday, the pressure continues to mount on Laurent Gbagbo to step aside and let the internationally recognized victor of November's presidential election lead the country. But Gbagbo isn't ceding power to his rival, Alassane Ouattara. In fact, quite the opposite. The incumbent leader ordered his military to stop and search UN vehicles in flagrant violation of the UN Security Council. And European banks are trying to freeze assets of Gbagbo supporters. Get out of office or quitte le pouvoir was a prescient message last January from Ivoirian reggae singer Tikenja Fakoly. When it came out, it quickly became a musical flag to be waved against political corruption in Africa. Now, with recent events in Ivory Coast, the song feels more relevant than ever. Following a 2002 armed uprising in Ivory Coast, Tikenja Fakoly found himself on the wrong side of the new soldiers in power. Friends of his were killed. Fakoly himself felt under threat and went into exile in neighboring Mali, where he lives to this day. And he kept on writing and recording controversial songs. Building on the Africa-wide endorsement of the song Quitte le Pouvoir, Fakoly released a new CD last summer. And if there's any suspicion that he's partisan, Tikenja Fakoly featured a new song called Je ne veux pas ton pouvoir, I don't want your power. Given Ivory Coast's recent track record, who would? Malgré différents gouvernements depuis 40 ans, tu pourrais passer un sale moment si tu nous pourris le temps. Oh là là, oh là là. Quitte le pouvoir, quitte le pouvoir, je te dis quitte le pouvoir. We've got videos for both Tikenja Fakoly's songs at theworld.org. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We're back on Monday.